Meeting is
Good morning, Muzamir. Welcome. Greetings and thank you for allowing me to be your coach today on a Sunday early morning. Thank you.
Good morning, Hema. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Do I have the permission to record this session for academic purpose?
Sure, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for giving the permission, Muzamir. I want to assure you this is a very safe place. The conversation is going to be between you and me. And I would like you to take a few moments or a few breaths to center yourself and, so that we can move forward in today's conversation.
Thanks, Emma. I'm good to go.
Thank you. So, Muzamil, what would you like to discuss today?
Emma, being a senior nursing head of a hospital is an extremely challenging role. I've been in this role from 15 years at our Mysore Hospital. Last 6 months, I got an opportunity to take up this role at our Jammu unit. And the last 6 months have been, I would say, not so, great. I feel I'm drowning. My team is good, but I end up doing everything for them. They come back to me for the smallest of things, and I have to support them. I don't trust them with critical patient stuff. Last week, I was here till 10 p.m. handling their work, and it's getting exhausting for me. I'm very passionate about taking care of patients, their safety, because that's what has helped me build this reputation over a period of time. And my top management recognizes me for this. I think I've built a good impact. But of late, it's just that I'm into everything. Just last week, one of my junior nurse missed a very important medication timing. Nothing major, but still, I hope you can understand. If something goes wrong, my license is on fire. And my reputation and the impact that I have created on top management could really, derail my career. So I'm just wondering how do I get my people to shape up? How do I grow my team?
Thank you, Mazamir, for sharing your thoughts. I hear that you're very passionate about the work that you do in the hospital that you have been worked on. I hear you are appreciated by your senior management and the impact that you have created. I hear the current work. I hear it is quite exhausting in the last 6 months for you with the team. I hear that you want to get the team to shape up. It seems you're wondering how to go about shaping your team so that to bring trust. With the patients.
Yes, Hema, I mean, to a large extent. However, as I what I see is, at my role, it's important that I set standards and benchmarks of excellence, in patient care. Now, when my team approaches me for the smallest of things, I tend to get involved in that rather than looking at the bigger picture. As I said to you, a junior nurse missing a medication timing, just one example. There are a lot like this. I don't know, I'm just wondering whether it's also got to do with, because I've worked for 15 years in a, hospital at Mysore, and I had a great team. I'd built a great team where they were very self-reliant. They knew what I expect them to deliver on. But here, I don't know, is it got to do even with the culture of how people work here? So there are multiple things, but it's important for me to bring patient care and experience so that I'm recognized for that. And my top management believes I can deliver onto it. Yeah.
So, Muzammer, you mentioned you had a great team at Mysore, self-reliant team. Tell me more about this self-reliant that you're talking about, which you are seeing not so much in the current team that you're working.
They were good at their work. I had set specific processes which are mandatory for us to follow at the hospital, and they knew exactly they had to deliver onto it. I didn't really want to or have to, in fact, sit down and give them inputs on specific things that they had to work on. They were very committed. My role with that team and that hospital just had to ensure that, we catch up for regular meetings, discuss. They still only sound off to me where they needed my support and help. But here it's quite opposite. I have to, do everything for them most of the time. And as I said, last week I was here till 10 p.m. working along with them. So getting them to deliver onto what is the basics is something that I'm trying to help, figure out as to how do I get them to do their own basics at work.
I hear that your current team lacks, the basics that you expect them to do, unlike the team that you have worked in the past, who were self-reliant. I hear that you see the current team not get very committed, and you get down to help them in the every small things. And so, what else about this self-reliance on the current team that you want to work on?
He might, it'll be unfair on me to compare both the teams in terms of their capability. Maybe it's 15 years of me being there. They knew exactly what I expect from them and what standards I want them to deliver on. Here, I don't know. I mean, I'm wondering, is it too early for me to, evaluate them? I should give sufficient time for them to, shape up the way I want to see them, delivering on, patient safety. I'm just wondering whether I'm, holding it too tight. Should I just let it go off and, pitch in as and when it is required?
So, Muzamil, you said you're wondering whether you're holding it too tight or to let go or pitch in as and when required. What are you actually thinking about on this?
Emma, it's like having worked for so long and built a very good impact and reputation in the organization. You really don't want that to just go off with a couple of mistakes of your team members. So that's the thing that keeps on playing in my mind and thought. One small mistake could just hamper the entire reputation I've built over a period of time. So is that I'm just trying to hold up to with my team that, setting those standards upright right from beginning. Yeah, so I'm there. So if you could just help me to understand where am I, getting stuck, it would be really great.
Sure. So what are we exploring today, Muzamil?
How do I continue to, build my, credentials in the organization the way I have done, by just helping my team to grow, let go of the, the apprehensions that I have, right, and help them to shape up by doing things and learning things by themselves. Yeah.
So you want to explore the to let go the apprehensions that you have on the team?
Yeah.
So when you say apprehensions that you are having, what does that mean to you?
It's all about how my team would deliver to the standards that I have set. How they would ensure that they take the, complete responsibility of their actions. Not to come back to me with, the smallest of things. And have a, a firm focus that patient safety cannot be compromised.
Yeah. So what makes this letting go this apprehension important now?
As I stated to you that, having built this, reputation among the top management and the entire organization, that, if when it comes to patient safety and, delivering on the organization requirement, they can bank on. I just can't afford to let that go off now at this stage. It's come with lot of hard work, I hope you understand the challenging task that we end up doing at the hospitals. It's not an easy environment, so I can't afford to just let go off because some of my, team members, the junior staff, are not very career oriented.
What would be the future impact of this letting go of the apprehension that you have on the team mean to you?
I'm sure when I end up doing that, I would build the similar type of team that I had set up at Mysore Hospital. I would see them, being my a shadow of, setting those kind of standards at this hospital unit as well. And it's risky though, because as I said to you, we deal day in and day out with the life of patients. It's risky. I'm really not sure about how I need to just let this go off and help them to, shape up. I'm wondering whether it should be only my directions, some stringent protocols for them to follow through.
So what is the purposefulness of this then in your life?
I want my organization to recognize that when it came to patient safety and, building a great nursing team, I'm the one. And the top management is there for me to recognize for these efforts. And over a period of time, probably I could, go up to a much larger role that I'm currently into.
That's good to hear, Muzamir. So now what is becoming clearer to you now?
I think it's important for me to, start having that trust with a new team as well, like the way I had with my, old team back there at Mysore. I should not be, in 6 months trying to judge them so hard. Probably give some more time for them to and catch up to the lot of the expectations, the benchmark that I have set and I want them to deliver on. For that, I think it's important for me to let go of certain apprehensions and make them more self-reliant, direct them.
Well, that's very good to hear, Muzamir. So, considering that, what needs to shift in your perspective, to bring that, have trust on your team members and have them self-reliant, become a self-reliant? What's the shift that you want to?
I think first it starts from self. I should not be setting up too high standards and benchmarks. Probably let them, go at a slow pace, help them see success. I should not be too critical. Many a times I've seen myself being too critical on, patient safety, because that's important for me, as I said to you, and that's how we have built this reputation of, of my role so far. I can set certain, internal processes for them to come back to me with, where they have got stuck rather than coming to me for the smallest of things. Probably a little more empowerment could really help them. Yes. So I should start doing that. What do you think, Hema?
That's good, very good to hear. So, what will enable you to get to there?
I think I would go with what I've just stated to you. I think it's me setting some processes for them, to come back to me with when they need me, actually, rather than me going to them for every little thing and asking them. Little more empowerment, as I said to you. That's something that I should look forward for. Trying to avoid my judgments on, the culture aspect as such. So, yeah.
That's
Maybe
very, very
I could also have some, juniors taking up as a, dummy role of what I'm trying to do, and they could, the rest of the nursing staff could reach out to them first, and then if they are not able to handle, they can come to me rather than everybody reaching out to me. So I think that kind of enablement should be really helpful, Hema.
Very nice to hear about that, Muzamir. So, what are you discovering now?
I think me, rather than being too hard bent on the processes, should allow myself to, space out a bit with my team. I know many a times we just end up having discussions around work. Can I move away from that and have little discussions around with your personal life as well, which could help me to connect well with them. And letting them sail through this journey. 6 months is too less a time for me to spend my judgment on them. So I would like to take it a little slow, and trust them, though I know it's risky and certain times things might not go the way I want to. I need to start giving that space to them as well.
That's very well thought through, Muzamir. So, with this new realization, what new actions that you would start would you now be useful to take and start working on?
That's a good one, Hema. I think it's important for me to, shut down certain areas where I need to strengthen my team. It could be in terms of setting good protocols and processes which cannot be, compromised, because it's about the patient safety. Allowing my team members to take that empowerment to, go ahead and take certain decisions for patient safety. Allowing myself a little more, spaced out time with them to discuss more from a personal side as well, rather than just talking about the professional front. And Yes, I think I can develop a few more members below me to, shape up the way I am so that the rest of the nursing team can reach out to them, as I said to you. So I think these are the few of the actions that I think I should be taking. But if you feel there are certain more things which I can do for me to get away or get over this situation that I am into, I would be very happy to welcome that, Hema.
Oh, very nice, Muzamber, I think. So what resources you would need to take on this then, to take them?
I can't ask for additional resources, Hema. My team, top management is going to come back to me and say, "Hey, look, we have invested enough in your hospital. Take care of things, all right?" Yeah, but that's on a lighter note. But then, yes, the resources, probably I can work it out internally. That's just as I said to you, it's all about me putting my actions in place. I think I have a good team, as I said to you. The only thing I have to shape them up, as I in a brief to you right in the beginning, probably more empowerment and trust with them. I'm sure they are the best resources that I have. I don't need anything else.
Very nice to hear. So how will you be accountable to these actions? You have a very nice team. How will you be accountable for, to these actions?
At the hospital level, it's very clearly measurable, in terms of actions that we deliver on. Probably, checking on certain quality aspects about the incidents, the medication error, and all those things. A very laid out processes, and that's something that I always keep a focus on, so that we are not, moving away from that. So that's where our standards of benchmark of me specifically have sit. And I would like to continuously monitor that so that we know me and my team are on the right track with regards to patient safety systems. Rest, it could be in terms of how many people I would grow below me over a period of time, how many are being more confident enough to, being empowered to deliver by themselves. I think that could be something that I could measure to be a little more accountable from my end.
Who can help?
Sorry, I didn't get your question.
Can Who can help you?
Who can help me? I'll draw some, support from my quality team for, the metrics that, we used to monitor at Mysore, how we can set the same processes at the Jammu unit. So I could draw some support from them. Yeah, the best support is my team. If they start doing the way I envision them to, I think that's the best could happen, and we should be able to sail through the situation here.
That's nice to hear. How can I help you, Muzamir?
I think few regular connects like this, Hema, it was nice to interact with you. Probably a few regular connects like this could be helpful from your side, yes.
To. Definitely. Anything else, Muzamir?
That's from my end, Hema, but in case if you have come across certain observations or something that you would like to sound off to me as to how I can take this, or how I can handle the situation much better, apart from the thought process that I have, I would be very happy to welcome that as well.
Sure, I will definitely. Sure, let me. Are we okay to close this session if nothing else,
That's
Zamir?
great. Yes, we can. Thank you for that. Thanks for
Thank
that.
you for giving time and spending. Thank you. Hope this session
Same.
was useful.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Indeed. Thanks.